Dr. Ryan is back right here on Locked On Spurs to talk about some of the latest in the Spurs injury front.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's morphin' time.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's Valley San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and ready to go for some Spurs action as the team will resume play soon. But what are we talking about today? It's another visit by Dr. Ryan McCorkle. We're going to go over the Spurs' latest injury report and discuss Romeo Langford's return from health and safety protocol. Zach Collins looks like he is back. And what happened with Popovich when he just so quick left the game ahead of time against the Lakers, where Brett Brown had to come in? Let's go ahead and welcome him back here to Lockdown Spurs. Dr. Ryan McCorkle, welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. I'm very thankful to be with you again this week. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. By the way, no Gremlins today. The last time we were on together, they just decided to attack every technological aspect of our chat.
I'm glad we got the wheels back on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before we dive into our conversation with Dr. Ryan McCorkle, make sure to follow him on Twitter at AustinERDoc. He is a ER doc at St. David's Medical Center and the Austin Emergency Center, as well as with the Backstage Medical and Concierge Medicine Practice. And we thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. So, Doctor, the injury report is in. Let's just put a quick disclaimer out. This is the injury report before the Spurs' last game against the Pelicans. So we're going to go off of that. But there is some new developments as far as players that have been out for a while. Let's start off with Romeo Langford. He was placed in the NBA health and safety protocols, doctors. It looks like he is back. I always want to ask this. When NBA players come back, or just somebody who at least is testing negative, does that really mean they're out of the clear, like they are fine, that coronavirus could not come back?
Well, the infection that they have currently has been deemed to not be infectious to other people at that point. So they're free to be back around their teammates, people in the facility, and not be at risk for spreading the virus. Mm-hmm. As we've seen with long-haul COVID, with a lot of people who had infections, especially early on, you know, it's never, we're not really sure yet when it's really quote unquote over for the person that has it. It's just a matter of, can they spread it or not?
Right. Now, when somebody is cleared off of health and safety protocols, or in this case for everybody else who had it, just are not testing positive, they come back, but there's always that lingering feeling. We saw it a lot. We heard about it a lot from players, especially during that pandemic season, where players were getting it to come back, they say they don't feel the same. Why is that?
Well, obviously, early on, we didn't have a vaccine. I think we're seeing people that are vaccinated who are getting infections now have a lot less of the long-haul symptoms. The course of their illness is a lot more mild, and they're able to return with a lot less lingering effects. Back when when people were first getting infected, I actually got COVID on the same day I got my first dose of vaccine.
Yeah.
And back then it was, pretty severe, and the lingering effects, especially for an NBA player, are going to be on the cardiovascular fitness. I'm sure many, many of our listeners in the last 2 years have gone through infections, or their family members have. And the biggest thing is, even just getting up and walking across the room felt like you'd run a marathon. You're just out of breath, you're exhausted. And when you're an NBA athlete and you have to deal with the lingering effects of that afterwards to get back to game shape, it's just a whole other level of difficulty. I think that's why you're seeing Romeo going through an extended process of getting that cardiovascular fitness back after COVID-19 infection.
Yeah, he was left off the injury report ahead of the game versus the Pelicans. So I'm assuming that he is available, or he was available versus that game. Again, this is recorded before this past week, or this past Spurs Pelicans game. So Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people talk about that, saying they test positive, negative, and they feel good in that moment. Okay, back to normal. And then they go to the gym and then they come off the treadmill and they're thinking, so I just ran 10 minutes and I'm done already. Like, I mean, that's the feeling. So it sounds to me like this virus really, really attacks that respiratory system.
Absolutely does. It affects your respiratory system. Not only that, but you're down, you know, you're mm-hmm. low for an extended period of time, and you lose that cardiovascular fitness, you know, fairly quickly. And mm-hmm. it's something that has to be, you know, ramped back up slowly to get back to that level of conditioning that mm-hmm. most folks don't have.
Well, hopefully Romeo is back and raring to go for the rest of the season. But that does not mean that him, NBA players, or you shouldn't take the coronavirus still seriously and make sure to get vaccinated, as Dr. said in the last episode of Locked On Spurs, and keep tidy and clean and washing hands, all the good stuff. You know the drill, everybody. In other injury report news, there's some good news. Zach Collins seems to be slowly coming back ahead of the game versus the Pelicans. This past week, he was listed as probable. Now, remember, everybody, he was out for an extended time with a broken left fibula, a non-displaced head fracture. Dr. Ryan, you were very big on that one in one of your first episodes here at Locked On Spurs, saying, like, wow, that must have been a major impact that he took to break that specific part of the bone. But it looks like he is back. When you're coming off this type of injury, this bone breakage, what should Zach do? What would you think the Spurs are doing with him as he's returning to the court?
The fibular head fracture, actually kind of up by the knee, I think we talked mm-hmm. a little bit in the last episode. I do remember we talked a little bit about the fact that the fibula is that small bone on the outside of the lower leg that doesn't really bear that much weight. It's not the tibia, which is the big, you know, the workhorse of that lower leg. The fibula, you know, it's a lot easier to return from that injury. Mm-hmm. Usually you see broken bone, lower leg, we're talking out 6-10 weeks. Right. So Zach is back much quicker than that because it's a small mm-hmm. bone, and it was the head up near the knee, which bears very little weight. So that's why he's able to come back. I think it's the same thing, you know, we talked about. It's just you will have to have been off of it for so long that mm-hmm. he's lost in conditioning. So when you're asking about what it's going to be like coming back, it's really going to be about getting that cardiovascular fitness back. Because as mm-hmm. far as weight bearing and movement, that should all be fine. With a fibular head fracture, it's more about pain than it is about making the damage worse.
Yeah, and he was already back in practice. One of the practice sessions before that Pelicans games, he was seen up and down the court running with the team, running with coaches. So that's a good sign. It looks like he is back, and they're going to need him too, especially against that Pelicans game. I'm pretty sure if he did play, having to handle Zion and Jonas Valanciunas and Brandon Ingram, all those bigs, the Spurs probably needed him back ASAP to go against those big boys. Once again, we're talking with Dr. Ryan McCorkle right here on Locked On Spurs. We're going over this latest Spurs injury report ahead of the Pelicans game. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about that odd pop health scare ahead of this past Lakers game. Just a couple more things on the injury report. It looks like Josh Richardson was listed as doubtful with the right ankle soreness, and Jakob Poeltl was questionable with the right knee soreness. Back to that whole Rice thing again, isn't it, Doctor?
That's right. That's the treatment for those. I think we're going to see, there's probably not one NBA player out there at this point in the season who's not dealing with some knee and ankle soreness. Mm-hmm. So I think this is kind of a code for load management kind of thing. You know, everybody's got right. some soreness. It's somebody's turn to take a break for that knee and ankle soreness that may just be a little more intense than the average run of the mill.
And once again, that RICE, what is that acronym for again?
So RICEN, RICEN, it stands mm-hmm. for rest, ice, compression, elevation, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, mm-hmm. like ibuprofen, Tylenol.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing. That's your Rising right. therapy. And yeah, that is standard for most musculoskeletal injuries for athletes.
Absolutely. I decided to ramp up my cardio this past couple weeks. kind of like just backing off, not completely backing off from weightlifting, just adding a little bit more cardio because I could definitely use it. I could tell you already my ankle's a little tender, you know, after a while because my body was used to that. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Like a little soreness, like on like the shin bone area. But I mean, it's nothing probably with compared to what these guys have to go through day in and day out. I can manage. I can manage, doctor. I'm a big boy. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk with Dr. Ryan McCorkle about the recent pop health scare. Got a lot of people concerned. Obviously, the Spurs did not disclose what happened, but we can, you know, get into it for a person his age. What does he have to look out for? If you're a listener locked on Spurs, you're in Popovich age range, things you got to look out for. And much, much more on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about ExpressVPN. So we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? Well, here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. Maybe you run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. This will change your world. ExpressVPN allows you to binge any movie you can find on Netflix. For example, The Office on UK Netflix. It's so simple to do. You just sign in, fire your Netflix, for example, fire up your ExpressVPN app, change your location to the UK, refresh Netflix, and that is it. ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. So just imagine all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love Korean dramas? Use ExpressVPN to parasite off South Korean Netflix with your Netflix subscription. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service. Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. But the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is because it's ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag. You can stream in HD, no problem. ExpressVPN also works on all your devices, phone, media, console, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch what you want on the big screen or on the go. So if you want access to hundreds of new shows, go to expressvpn.com/lockedon right now. And you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/lockedon. expressvpn.com/lockedon to learn more. We're back with Dr. Ryan McCorkle right here on Locked On Spurs. He is making his weekly visit to the show. We're discussing all things Spurs injury related. So, doctor, let's go ahead and dive into this. Got a bit of a Popovich health scare recently on that West Coast road trip. It was the last game against the Lakers. He did the pregame chat. It is an extended pregame chat. Usually he does about 1-2 minutes and he's done. But this was about 7 minutes. He looked fine. Everything was fine, smiles. And then literally a mere seconds before the game started, he was a scratch. Assistant coach Brett Brown took over and resumed head coaching duties. Now, after the game, doctor, Brett Brown did say that Pop was fine, that the doctors did have to look at him. And he had very limited knowledge, slash he didn't want to disclose anything beyond, you know, something superficial. But nevertheless, the Spurs did not disclose what happened to him. But for a man or anybody that age, there's probably a lot of things to worry about, is there?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's your population, a 73-year-old man. You're going to be concerned about cardiovascular illness, stroke, those kind of things. We always preface this, you know, we don't have any knowledge of Coach Pop's particular health issue, but we're just talking about what happens with men in their 70s and what can come on that suddenly as a, you know, as an example based on kind of what happened to him.
Right.
And I guess you would say the data bears out that something that comes on as an emergency to a man in his 70s where he's fine 1 minute and then, you know, can't go out to do their daily activity after that would be something like sudden onset of chest pain or a syncopal episode, which means passing out or near passing out, or some numbness tingling on one side. Those are the kind of things that you would think would come on suddenly where you're fine 1 minute, the next minute, you know, scratch from your activities, but also didn't require, you know, a hospitalization or a extensive workup, you know, like a MRI for stroke, right, or a chest pain rule out with a stress test and a cardiac catheterization, those kind of things that, you know, somebody like with those kind of resources would definitely be going through.
Sure.
Something. So it had to be something relatively minor. I mean, totally guessing. If you asked me a blank, gave me a blank slate and just said a 73-year-old man, fine 1 minute, unable to go to work the next, but then fine the next day, I would say it was probably a near syncopal or syncopal event where you pass out or feel like you're going to pass out. Mm-hmm. But any of those things are possible. Luckily, it looks like with him returning to the bench that, you know, the workup was unremarkable and he's doing right. well. So not something with lingering or dangerous effects. But those would be, again, just conjecture, guessing.
Right.
Those would be the things where I would, as an emergency physician, where I would say, you know, if it was near syncope, I felt lightheaded, like I was going to pass out. You're 73, yeah. let's take precautions, let's work it up, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call an ambulance, get you to the hospital and do this.
Yeah, at first.
It has you out for weeks.
Yeah, at first I really, you know, I speculated that may have been related to Romeo Langford dealing with the coronavirus. I thought, oh boy, you know, he probably tested before the game, and then, you know, they came back and they said, hey, Pop, guess what? You know, and you're but it looks like that was not it because as you
mentioned, he would have been out for longer.
He would have been out for longer, and then two, I think Gorgie Dieng said after the game versus the Lakers that Pop was back in the locker room with them and talking to them. I was going to ask you, though, could it have been just exhaustion? This was a Spurs team that was playing a very heavy West Coast trip. I believe it was something like 5 games in 7 nights, just one after another, back-to-back sets. Could something as simple as exhaustion just have overtaken him?
Sure. Players need load management. 73-year-old coaches may need some load management. That's absolutely possible. That's a lot of work for anybody, much less, you know, a 73-year-old traveling all across the country with all the demands on his time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that would be the most common cause of feeling like you're going to pass out or passing out, and it'd be deemed not serious enough to warrant a huge hospitalization workup kind of thing would probably be exhaustion. Hey, you just need some fluid, some rest.
Yeah.
And you'll be back at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the good thing, the good news is not only was Pop back in the locker room after the game with the players, he was actually at practice in that first game. First returned back to home because, hey, we're away for a while ahead of the Pelicans game, and he was there. So, yay, that's good to know. So, yeah, hopefully Popovich will be okay moving forward. It just, everybody was kind of just shocked and stunned because it was 180, doctor. He was laughing and joking and having fun with media, talking about LeBron James and glowing about him. And the next thing, boom, a scratch. So it just came on Tuesday. Coach Brett Brown said that he didn't find out till he was literally on the court, turned around to expect to see Pop behind him, didn't see him, and then got the tap on the shoulder to say, guess what? You're the head coach for one night. So everybody was a bit stunned. And he's just beloved among Spurs fans across the globe. So everybody was just—it's just coming out of concern. Everybody, we're just very, very concerned for him. But for anybody that age, doctor, what would you recommend is to be part of their daily regiment to maintain good health?
Yeah, I am sure that Coach Popovich has got the best medical care.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And the best preparation for, you know, trying to prevent something like this happening. But it's going to happen to all of us eventually, especially as we reach that age. But, you know, the way we see him stay in shape, you know, pay attention to his, you know, he stays at a healthy weight. He's, you know, doing cardiovascular fitness things we see all the time on a daily basis. So he's doing all the right things. And I'm sure he has, you know, the best nutrition consultants and people making sure he stays hydrated, especially if you're going to indulge in the wine and fine meals like Coach Pop likes to do. You got to balance that out with your cardiovascular training and staying well hydrated, because that wine will dehydrate you. But
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he does a good job. Looks to be in great shape and doing really well for for any age, but especially for 73, been doing it this long.
Yeah, hopefully Popovich will not give anybody more health scares again, because everybody kind of was going on. And the Spurs didn't announce what was going on with them until close to halftime-ish. So the Spurs fan base had like a pregame, a full first quarter, and a kind of a bit of the second quarter, just scratching their heads like, what is going on? It was like paranoia. But everything turned out fine. Hopefully Popovich is doing a lot better, and likely is. When we get back, we're going to have some fun with Dr. Ryan McCorkle. We're going to ask him how you can try to fight off those holiday pounds that are just around the corner. Probably just started already after yesterday's Thanksgiving meals. Once again, we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, you can find it all pretty much in one spot where Locked On only can provide you. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts. And also want to talk to you about Sweat Block. Look, I just said a little while ago, I go to the gym. I've been running a lot more. Yeah, it can get a little sweaty for me in the gym. Sometimes a little bit embarrassing. But luckily, that's where Sweat Block comes in. With Sweat Block, they got these wipes called the Sweat Block Wipes. And they're a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years with over 10,000 five-star reviews. Look, don't miss this opportunity to try the Sweat Block Wipes. So basically, you just wipe it on yourself once a week, and boom, you reduce that sweating right away. I use it. You should use it too. So if you or someone you love experiencing embarrassing sweat or odor, try SweatBlock. Save 20% off with promo code LOCKEDON at SweatBlock.com. Also available on Amazon. We are back with Dr. Ryan McCorkle right here on Locked On Spurs. He is making his weekly visit here on the show. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at AustinERDoc. So, Dr. Ryan, the holidays are upon us. A lot of Spurs fans are probably still stuffed and all that turkey making them sleepy even till today. What would be your best advice to Spurs fans that are looking to, I guess, kill two birds with one stone, try to have a good time with all the food, but not let it get over out of hand, and you know, next thing you know, it's the new year, and yeah, they really got to get up on that new year resolution to lose weight and then some.
Well, I'm an ER doctor, so I'm used to giving advice that nobody listens to, and then that's job security for me. But I am still happy to pass it on. tell people all the time, don't drink and get on a scooter. But you
know, yeah,
and there they are in my ER. So, but for the holidays and for weight loss, the number one thing that you're going to hear over and over that nobody's going to do is portion control.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you wanted to give somebody a really, you know, thoughtful plan for if this is really something that they want to do. Mm-hmm. You still want to enjoy the holiday. Nobody likes somebody who's, you know, just depriving themselves at the Thanksgiving meal. But it's just about portion control. Just have, you know, two or three bites of everything out there, and mm-hmm. you'll be more than full, but you won't be miserable, and you won't spend the next, you know, several weeks regretting it and trying to fight off, you know, those pounds in the gym. Because honestly, something that we don't realize is that most of weight control, cardiovascular exercise is the best thing for your long-term health. It will keep your mm-hmm. arteries clean. It will keep you from having a heart attack, a stroke. It is wonderful for you. It helps with weight management, but weight management is all about your diet. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably like 85-15. It's diet. Exercise is very important. I don't want to minimize it, but it's really hard to do enough exercise to offset the way you eat if you don't eat well.
Right.
So telling folks how to get through the Thanksgiving while enjoying themselves is have some pie, have, you know, a little bit of the things you love, but just have a little bit, you know, three to five bites of everything, and you're going to be more than full, and you're going to really feel better over the next few days after that.
Simple portion control, everybody. So try your best. And I struggle with the portion control because you see the spread, you see the table, all that spread, you're like, oh my God, your eyes probably bigger than your stomach, and you just dive in, and next thing you know,
I'm guilty of that too.
Yeah,
meal's not over when I'm full. Meal's over when I hate myself.
Yeah, and then you just flopped on the couch and just questioning your life, like, what did I just do? what just happened? Like, and then the sight of food just becomes repulsive. You're like, no more. I can't take it no more. But there you go. Some friendly advice. Yeah, exactly. Some friendly advice from Dr. Ryan McCorkle himself on how to handle and maintain your weight during these holidays where you're just feasting left and right. Make sure to follow Dr. Ryan McCorkle on Twitter at AustinERDoc. And what do you think about the recent Spurs injury? You a little nervous with Zach Collins coming back, knowing his history of injuries? What do you think about Popovich and his health? Were you just as scared as pretty much the entire fan base was when he sat out of the game versus the Lakers? Again, you can let Dr. Ryan know your thoughts on Twitter at AustinERDoc and also on Instagram. Is that correct, Doctor?
That's right. It's AustinEMDoc on Instagram, AustinERDoc on Twitter. Thanks for letting the folks know about that. I'm happy to answer questions or talk Spurs, and always enjoyable to talk to the fans.
Anything new going on with backstage medical and concierge medicine practice?
Yeah, getting a lot of calls now over the holidays. There's a lot of concerts going on and a lot of folks in town for the holidays and not wanting to get out when they have some illnesses. So doing some telemedicine or house call concierge visits. And a big thing is Friday, we got UT and Baylor here, and that's going to be a big game here in Austin. So I'm working that one for 106,000 people, and it's going to be a fun day, the last game here at DKR for the season.
Awesome. Once again, we thank you, Dr. Ryan, for taking time out to come on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We'll definitely talk to you next week. And everybody else, thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen. Now for your second listen again, it's Locked On Sports Today. The biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts, just like Locked On Spurs, Odyssey app, YouTube, the Ken's 5 Plus app, and wherever you get podcasts. So for Dr. Ryan McCorkle, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock in this episode of Locked On Spurs.